It is a Thursday morning, isn't it, Brady? G'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Not just any Thursday. It is December the 12th. It is election day in the UK.
Yeah, people excited, are they?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had quite a few elections here in recent years. Britain has been voting. 2016, we had the Brexit referendum. How can we ever forget that? 2017, we had a general election. And now we have the first winter December general election in living memory. I mean, honestly, it is quite extraordinary what's gone on here in recent years. Boris Johnson, his mantra over the past 5 weeks of campaigning has been get Brexit done. He says that if he is voted in and he wins the election and he becomes a Conservative Prime Minister in number 10 Downing Street, he's promising to get Brexit done in 2020 as quick as possible. His opposite number, Jeremy Corbyn of Labour, well, he's promising more negotiations. He promises a better deal with the European Union, and he's promising a second referendum. So basically, it would be a Corbyn deal, and also on the paper would be the option of remaining in the European Union. Nicola Sturgeon from the Scottish Nationalist Party, she wants a second referendum on independence for Scotland. The Liberal Democrats, well, their mantra for the past 5 weeks has been, no Brexit, we'll cancel it if we get into power. All to play for. We'll know some results late Friday, early Saturday.
Yeah, the market suggests, though, that Johnson will win with a clear majority?
Yes. The latest poll, and obviously there's a margin of error, the latest poll has Boris Johnson 9 percentage points. He was 14 clear. It's narrowing, but certainly all the indications are that, you know, he has to do something really spectacular to cock this up now.
All right, buddy. We'll join you again tomorrow morning. We'll have the result, and no doubt you'll be right across it. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.